إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, today we are living in a world in which it is more and more important to remind ourselves about the fundamental and principal message of Islam, which is the message of love for the fellow human being. The fundamental message of Islam is the message of love for the fellow human being. And I say that because the very purpose why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this religion, right from the beginning, from Adam alayhi salam down to his last and final messenger, after whom there is no messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this message is to save people from the hellfire and to enter them into Jannah. There's no other reason. That is the only reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this religion of Islam. To want somebody to be saved from eternal punishment and to be given eternal bliss and eternal salvation, what is more of a message of love than that? But unfortunately, we seem to have forgotten that. We seem to have forgotten that to such an extent that not only do we Muslims, generally speaking, I know there are always exceptions to the rule, but generally speaking, not only do we Muslims not have love for other human beings who are not Muslim, but we don't even have love for our own people. We do not even have love for other Muslims. We are living in a culture where there are people preaching this message and there are other people stupid enough to accept this message without question, which is the message of building fortresses around ourselves. Me and my group. And there's a fortress, there's a big wall all around us. No one can enter, no one can leave. Islam was sent to build bridges. Islam was not sent to build fortresses. Take the history of every Nabi. Take, for example, the ayat of Surah Yasin, which we recited in the first rakat. What is the message there? What are the Anbiya saying? What are those Anbiya who came to those people? What are they saying to them? Are they building walls around them? Or are they showing them the way to Jannah? The man who came from the end of town, what did he come to do? Why did he need to do that in the first place? And he got himself killed in the process. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Jannah and Allah announced it. Yeah? Because the man said, I wish my people knew how my Rabb has honored me. And his Rabb said, I will tell your people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that story in his kitab to be recited until the day of judgment. But why did he need to come? He had accepted Islam. That was enough for him. He would have died as a Muslim, inshallah. He would have got Jannah anyway. Why did he need to come and tell his people, follow the Anbiya, don't follow other people, don't make shirk, don't go against Allah? What was the need? Every Nabi who came from Adam alayhi salam down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every single Nabi who came, who did he make dua for? For his people. Who were his people? Muslims? If the people were Muslims, there would be no need to send a Nabi in the first place. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call the people of every Nabi? Read the Quran. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call the people of every Nabi? Akhahum Salih. Akhahum Fula bin Fulan. Their brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Nabi the brother of the people to whom that Nabi was sent. Who were the people? They were all kuffar. They were all kuffar. They were all kuffar. Find me one statement from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who called the Quraysh kafir. One statement from the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the Quraysh kafir. Find me one statement from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he said anything critical about his uncle Abu Talib, who died without iman he announced that I am dying on the religion of my forefathers. Did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ever call his uncle kafir? Did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ever say anything critical about his uncle? Did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say anything except for Abu Jahl? With Abu, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every ummah has a firaun, the firaun of this ummah is Abu Jahl. Beyond that, did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say anything about any of the people who were against him? Who did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make dua for? Abu Sufyan. Number one enemy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who did not leave a stone unturned to destroy him, to kill him, to finish his work. He did everything possible. And he accepted Islam only in Fatah Makkah. Wallah alam, reluctantly that we don't know. We don't go into his heart to see. As far as we are concerned, he's a sahabi of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he died on Iman. And inshallah, Allah gives him Jannah. Who made dua for him? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who made dua for Khalid bin Walid? The man single-handedly responsible for the killing of 70 sahaba, including Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wept and wept and wept at the death of his uncle. Who was responsible for the death of Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib? Khalid bin Walid. Who made dua for Khalid bin Walid? Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who made dua for Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu? Who was a bigger enemy than Umar ibn al-Khattab? Who took his sword to say, I am going now to kill Muhammad and finish this whole business once and for all. Who made dua for Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu? That is recorded, no? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua. Did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, find me one reference in the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Umar ibn al-Khattab kafir, where he called Khalid bin Walid kafir, where he called Abu Sufyan kafir? All of them were kufar. They were all kufar. But did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam call them kafir? Today, what is on our tongues? La hawla quwwata illa billah. We have to see. Seriously, we have to think. I'm writing my memoirs. And I thought of this because I saw him. He is one of my oldest friends. Now you will say, how come my beard is white and his beard is... That's why he keeps his beard inside. He does not allow his beard to come out, so it doesn't become white. We go back years and years and years. I think we have been friends now for God knows 40 years or more. We grew up in a world where both him and I, we have friends, very close friends, who were non-Muslim and Allah knows best, they died without Islam. But wonderful people, hey? Absolutely wonderful people, who helped us, who went out of the way, did to do things, and subhanAllah, ajib. So I'm writing my memoirs. So in those memoirs, I mentioned a couple of those people, because those people truly contributed to me in my life. Those people are responsible for what you are seeing sitting here. If there is anything good in me, a lot of that came from those people. Without a doubt, and this man is witness, because we know the same people. We grew up together, we know who we are talking about. So in my memoirs, when I wrote that, some of it was on my blog. There are people who actually ran campaigns against me, saying that he, don't listen to him, he is deviated, he is a murtad, he is out of Islam because he is praising the kufar. I said, subhanallah, ajib. I said, if this is your Islam, I don't want it, boss. If I am out of your Islam, which preaches hatred, I am very happy. I don't want that Islam of yours, if that is what is Islam. Alhamdulillah, I know enough to know that that is not Islam. And that's why it's very important for us. Always, always, always understand. Islam's fundamental, foundational message is love for everybody. Especially for those who do not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we go out of our way to try and take the message of Islam to those people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a young Jewish boy who used to be around with him. He used to hang out around Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He used to be hanging around there and doing various things and so on and so forth. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't see him for some days. So he asked the people, he said, where is this boy? They said, Ya Rasulullah, he is suddenly fallen sick and it looks like he is dying or something. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, let's go to him. I want to see him. Jewish boy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes, when he goes to his house, he finds his boy is on his bed. He's obviously in his last moments. His father is standing next to him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went and sat down beside this boy next to his bed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went and sat down. And he said to the boy, قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِهُ. He said, accept لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله and be successful. Now remember, this boy is dying. This is a Jewish family. They are not Muslim. The boy looks at his father. The boy looks at his father. What must I do? The father says, do what Abul Qasim is telling you to do. The Jewish father says, do what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you to do. And the boy said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. He accepted Islam on the hand of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he passed away. What was this need? What was the need for the Prophet of Allah? Some Jewish boy, wallah alameen. Who is he? He is nobody but nothing. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes all the time and trouble to go to his house and sit and talk to him and so on. For what? Why did he do that? Because Islam is a message of love. And therefore I want to end by saying, hatred is fire. The result is always ash. There is no other result of any fire, small fire or big fire. The result is always ash. Reject every message of hatred that you get from anybody. Reject every message that comes to say build walls around yourself, because Islam sent us to build bridges. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, idfa billati hiya ahsan. Allah said, repulse them, turn them, turn back to them, reply to them, respond to them with the best. Respond to whom? Idfa means what? Push. Idfa means push. If you travel on Emirates and you go to the, you see the doors, it's written there, idfa, means push. So push means what? Who are you pushing? You're not pushing somebody who's coming to you. You're pushing someone who's against you. But Allah says what? Push them with the best way. And Allah says, then what will happen? Waliyun hamim. You will find that they will become your closest friends. If you push them back with the best, you find that they will become your closest friends. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to the Muslims? Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jamian wa mutafarriqan. Fardan, fardan. Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jamian. Together. Hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. Not individually. Not in little groups. Together. Always reject any message of hatred, no matter who says it. Whether your sheikh says it, whether your imam says it, if he's saying it, he's speaking against the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't care which sheikh from where. He's speaking against the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because my Nabi did not preach hatred. He preached love. Always speak the language of inclusiveness. Open your homes, open your institutions, open your hearts to people, no matter who they are, no matter where they come from, no matter what they believe or don't believe. Because only then can you make sense to them, only then can you have a connection with them. If you are really interested in the work of Dawah, learn to love people, not hate people. Learn to love people. And remember, you have to only learn to love those who are contrary and who are, you know, irritating and who are aggravating. I mean, I don't have to learn to love this man. What is this? What's so difficult? I mean, that's, you know, we have been friends for years and years. Why? Because he is nice to me. I have to learn to love somebody who is not nice to me. Alhamdulillah, I live a life where I have to think of who that is, because Allah has surrounded me with people who are all nice to me. That's good. But I'm just saying that really seriously, we must constantly and always give this message. Anyone preaches hatred of anyone, anyone who says this is kafir, falan, this, that, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. Please, we are living in a world which is running on hatred today. It's so sad. All that is happening, whether it's in Palestine, whether it is in Gaza, whether it is in Iraq or wherever. Muslims killing Muslims. Why? Because you've given a fatwa. He is not a Muslim. Who are you to say? He went to this, this man is going and, you know, he is making dua on this qabr. He is going to this dargah. The action is wrong. The action is shirk. But you don't hate the man for that. You tell him about it and you tell him not to do that because you love him. Because if he dies with an aqidah of shirk, he will go into the hellfire. But you want to send him into the hellfire now only. Eh? You do not even wait for him to die. Let him go now. La hawla quwwata illa billah. Please, speak the language of inclusiveness. Speak the language of togetherness. Speak the language of building bridges. Not the language of building fortresses. Not the language of building walls. Not the language of hatred. Very, very important for us, especially in times as trying as this, especially when it is so easy to hate. It's not difficult. Hating someone is very easy. Because a lot of people doing all kinds of crazy things. It's very easy to hate those people. But no, we have to tell ourselves, this is not how our Nabi worked. This is not how Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam worked. That's why I keep saying, read the seerah. There is so many lessons in the seerah. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, during the i'tikaf, if Allah gives the tawfiq and the ability, we will talk about some of those things. Read the seerah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who despite all the pain and suffering that he had to personally undergo, he did not speak the language of hatred. He always spoke the language of togetherness, the language of inclusiveness, and the language of love. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him and to draw people together, to build bridges and to break down the walls between people, not build walls. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الرحيم.